You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jen Tarmody, unofficial mother of the BFM news team, has helped out the Tuesday Wire greatly with this report on Weirdo, a musical satire theatre production created by William Dugeman, Waylon Edwards and Jane Yonge. And I apologise for that terrible pronunciation, I'm sure. This show is about a breaking out of the rat race, exploring the effects of colonisation and revealing deeper truths about racial identity in Aotearoa. Jen Tarmody spoke with the show's director, Jane Yonge, about the issues explored in the show, asking her first to explain a little bit about the story, and if anyone can help me out with those pronunciations, please text in 5395, let me know.
So Weirdo is set in a fake government office. We call the DOLE, the Department of Lifestyle and Corrections. And the show is about two men who are trying to reach for the top. So they both want the golden lanyard, which is the best thing that you can get in terms of upper management. But it's quite tricky. There are a few hoops that they have to jump through, and one of them is Māori and one of them is Pākehā. And the way that they get to the top is quite tricky. So it sort of deals with what it means to be in the public service and how we interact with each other, and also those tricky situations, tricky cultural situations where we want to be politically correct and culturally correct, but it's actually quite hard. And we're all trying. We're all trying really hard, but sometimes we fail, and that's okay. But how do we acknowledge failure, and how do we move on from that?
And the title of the show, Weirdo, that's an interesting concept.
So Weirdo is challenge in Māori. And then ID is short for identity. So the idea is the challenge is to sort of find and challenge your identity.
Yeah, I think that's really clever and a nice way of combining it with quirky is never a fun word, but with a quirky title that kind of reflects the way these ideas are explored. So identity, struggling with place, inward reflection, as well as seeing yourself through others' eyes maybe, are these kind of ideas that you tend to be drawn to exploring?
Definitely. A lot of the show is built around Waylon Edwards, his own personal experience of working in the public service, of feeling plastic, feeling like a plastic Māori and coming to terms with his culture. Building off of how we've acted in the past and where we are now is something that I'm quite interested in. It's not his personal story that we're seeing on stage, but we do delve into moments where he grappled with his identity and we felt that that could be something that other people could resonate with.
I want to touch back on, you're talking about the past influencing the now. The show describes itself as exploring the effects of colonisation. How is this relevant today in New Zealand to the New Zealanders' experience?
I think definitely effects of colonisation and how that relates to success and how we measure success and how we are today is through the effects of colonisation. So, you know, if you've got a really good job, if you're working in the public sector, if you're working for the Crown, that's what's successful, not necessarily like where you are with your family or with your whānau on your marae even. That's not something that's kind of, like, it's valued in a way, but our measures of success are different. And in terms of, like, how people get to the top on that ladder as well, there's one part, little spoiler, it's like, oh, you got the job because you're Māori. Mm. So kind of the social effects and that warping, we're really interested in the warp of, like, you look at sort of social profiling there on the one hand, and then, oh, you got it because you're Māori, so you're kind of special or something, and how conflicting and confusing and almost wrong that is, because we're still grappling with what we are and who we are and what our identity is.
Do you think there's a difference in perception of the state of racial or cultural relations in New Zealand versus what people actually feel or are trying to understand?
It's quite tricky. I've just been reading up about Piker and Duncan's whole are we racist as fuck kind of thing, and sort of trying to lobby Duncan Garner to come to the show on opening night. Please come to the show on opening night, Duncan, and I'd love to talk to you about it. Kind of going a little bit off of your question, but I'm interested in this thing of are we racist as fuck or are we just okay? And I think this thing of kind of sweeping it under the carpet, we're not as bad as we think we are, it's fine, isn't the most useful way of moving forward. To go, oh yeah, everybody's a little bit racist, but that's okay, we don't need to worry about it. But in terms of how we move forward, how we deal with that reality, and in terms of how we move forward with biculturalism, just kind of going, oh, it's okay, we're sorting it out. Like, I'm not quite sure if that's the best way to tackle things head on. I feel like we have to acknowledge our failures and kind of go, well, that didn't work. That was really culturally inappropriate, but we're trying, and let's just see how we can do it better next time. How can we actually go, well, that was really racist. I probably shouldn't have said that.
You heard it here first. Come on, Duncan Garner, come to the show.
Yeah, come on, Duncan.
I wanted to talk as well about how the medium and the genre that you're exploring these ideas through. It's a black comedy. Mm-hmm. And a musical comedy, how is that a valuable way of exploring these ideas?
Irony. It's all about irony, and I think that's the comedy is a way that we can sort of really discuss sticky and tricky issues and laugh about it, because we have to laugh at ourselves as well. I think that's really important. And the form, because there are so many different kind of genres in there, all kind of mashed up together, really speaks to in the subject. The subject is so tricky and so awkward, and we're constantly being pulled in so many directions, you know, like, am I doing the right thing, the wrong thing? Am I racist? Am I not racist? Am I a good person? Am I not? Who am I? And that push and pull and that tug means that we're kind of scattered all over the place, and so the form itself is trying to push and pull and tug us all over the place and sort of keep breaking itself down and trying to build itself back up again all the time.
Do you also think that exploring ideas through mediums like this and genres like this changes the way people are able to access ideas?
I think so. I have a real thing about feel first and then think second when it comes to theatre. When people come to see work that I've made, I really want them to just feel and experience something and have waves of emotion sort of wash over them, and then use that as a way to tap into ideas of thinking about their own thoughts or experiences or intellectual concepts or prejudices or anything like that.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say about the show?
William and Waylon are both musicians, and Waylon's written original music for the show. The music that he has written is really from him. It's his voice, and it's his way of accessing, and it's his way in, and I think it complements the work. Also, that Duncan Garner should really come to the opening night of the show. That would be really great, and I'd love to hear his opinions on it and his kind of feelings and experiences and how he might respond.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.